Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show on Finding Your True Value, How Well Do You Know Yourself? I'm Charissa Sebastian, a coach, speaker, and writer, and also co-owner of Stop, Smile, Breathe Women's Retreats. I'm a certified life and leadership coach for women, and I hold my certification through the International Coaching Federation. My passion is helping women break free from being stuck, overwhelmed, and stressed, mainly in their professional lives and in the area of work-life balance, to live a life of passion, purpose, joy, and fulfillment. You can find out more information on me and what I do on my website at www.charissasebastian.com, and that's spelled S-H-A-R-I-S-S-A-S-E-B-A-S-T-I-A-N. So let's get into today's show, sponsored by Audible.com. We'll be talking about finding your true value, how well you know yourself. And today I'm joined by fellow coach, Natalie Sanchez-Rowe. Natalie, welcome.
Hello, Charissa. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you. It is wonderful to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Would you like to take a few moments to introduce yourself?
Yes, sure. So my name is Natalie Sanchez-Rowe. The Sanchez comes from Lima, Peru. I'm actually Hispanic. And the Rowe is from my husband. He's French-Canadian. And that's why there is a little bit of international mix there. I am a full-time coach, speaker, and writer as well. And for the most part, I focus on designing your life and knowing your values. So it's really about empowering yourself to take action and design the life that you want based on who you are.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Natalie. And I know a lot of the work that we coaches do focus on values, but I love that what you do, there's so much emphasis in that area because it really is the foundation, really, for a lot of the work that we do as coaches. So thank you for that introduction, and again, thank you for being on the show. And let's jump right in. So the first thing that I wanted to ask you is if you can tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming a coach.
Okay. It started with, I always wanted to have my own business. I wanted to do something independently. I had been working with the corporate world for about 13 years in the automotive industry, and I had taken on several roles there. I was a general manager, I was a management consultant, project manager, etc., and I was able to live in several different countries and travel really throughout the world. So it was a very good gig, shall we say. but I still wanted to be independent, and I wanted to really help others and give back. And I was at a stage where I was ready to do that. And at one point, I really thought that I was going to be doing consulting work on my own. But one time as I was talking to my father, he mentioned coaching. So I started to look into that. And I said to myself, well, you know, let me see what coaching is and what it can actually bring as value and what I could do from a business perspective around coaching. And so I did, and I looked at several different coaching programs. I finally found one, ICA. It's Australian-based. And they had a free course. It was disempowering perspective versus empowering perspectives. And I was hooked. At that point, I said to myself, okay, coaching is really something I want to do. And I when I came back to the States, this was all in Japan. When I came back to the States, I jumped over to coaching full time.
Oh, that is so interesting. So you did your coaching training while you were in Japan?
Yes, I was doing coaching, the whole training while I was still in Japan. And I knew that once I got back to the States, I either could go back into the corporate world and, yeah, get kind of, you know, you get kind of stuck because, I mean, you go into projects, you go into the everyday thing, or I could just, you know, kind of cut loose at that point. And I left in very good terms, of course. I wanted to really give back, and coaching was something that I was able to do that really through coaching. And I had, you know, I had a couple of clients through the program already, so I had the experience of coaching, and I absolutely loved it. So I just wanted to do that full time.
Okay, and that makes sense. And it's wonderful that you were able to get international experience even right from the beginning. Not only were you involved in or enrolled in the Australian-based program, but you then started off your coaching in Japan, which is just which is incredible. What great experience to kick off your coaching practice.
It definitely was great, and I love the fact that really ICA has it's an international, and you know, everything coaches for the most part, we do everything either via phone or Skype. So you can really coach anybody around the world as long as they speak the same language. And so I was able to coach people from Japan, people from Switzerland, people from different places. I think there was also one from India, et cetera. So it's really big experience, big exposure to many, many different cultures. So it was right along the alley with, you know, all the corporate world that I had, because I really, like I said, I traveled around a lot with the corporate world. So I just, you know, jumped into coaching internationally.
Oh, interesting. And what made you decide on this particular area of coaching? So where you're helping people empower themselves through values-based action?
That's an interesting question, and that's actually a full loaded question because, you know, coaches, we all have our stories, and they're all very interesting. I've heard many. My story is I was, through the time that I was in Japan and before that, for about 7 years, I had suffered a lot through infertility. My husband and I were trying to get pregnant for many years, and we couldn't. So at that point, I was really very frustrated. I was stuck, and I was basically a victim. That's really the way I saw myself. I was a victim of my circumstances. But I knew I needed to do something different. I needed to get out of that. I mean, I had been going through this kind of up and down, up and down. It would come, it would go, the whole feeling of feeling like a victim just because I couldn't have kids. There were no physical problems with either my husband or I. I just wasn't getting pregnant. And actually, I have stepchildren. We were not getting pregnant. So at the time when I told you that I started going through coaching, and I went to that one class, the empowering versus disempowering perspectives. And it showed you on there what a disempowering perspective looked like versus an empowering perspective. And it was just an amazing thing. I could not believe that it was all about perspective and how you saw your life. And that could make such an impact and a change in how you lived. And I didn't know that I had that much say, you know, up to this point, I was very much a victim of my circumstances. And so when I actually saw this and I said to myself, well, that's incredible. And so I went through the program. I actually went through, you know, just with having these new lenses of empowering myself. And it was profound. I mean, it was really transformational. And that is why I want to make sure that other people know that really depending on what your perspective is in life and how you see things, you can really empower yourself. And your circumstances don't necessarily have to change. But as you empower yourself and as you're looking through the lenses of empowerment, then your circumstances can change over time. because then things happen, like, for example, what happened with me. You know, I was suffering through infertility. Now I am not. I mean, my circumstances didn't change. I don't have a kid, but I no longer suffer from infertility because I empowered myself to do different things with my life, coaching being one of them, and giving back in this sense of, you know, letting people know that really you can empower yourself. You can design your life. It may not necessarily always turn out the way you want. Your life, you know, may not necessarily always be what you would like it to be. But through that, you can really make changes. Through that, you can really come through it much stronger and really be able to give back. And that is really what I'm very passionate about. I really love to see my clients empower themselves to be able to move forward when they're stuck, to be able to see and hope for a better future for themselves.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for sharing your story. It is just, it's such an inspirational one to so many people, you know, whether or not there are women out there or people out there that have gone through the, you know, the infertility issues or whatever it is, but just your story and being able to share that with people itself is just very, very empowering, even just being able to do that. So thank you for sharing that with, you know, with our audience. And it's just amazing to me how, as coaches, and I've spoken to so many coaches, and it's always their story that draws people to them. There's a lot of power in sharing your journey and your story, and it really is what kind of leads us to this place, you know, leads us to make those certain decisions and maybe take the right fork in the road when we get there and things like that. So what I wanted to ask you is, how did your values, can you talk to me a little bit about that whole journey for you in terms of your values and how that got you to this place that you're in now as far as your business goes and your coaching?
I don't know if I understood the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just asking about the values piece of it and how being empowered through your values helped you to get you where you are now.
Okay, yes. So the values are extremely important in the sense that, you know, I see the values as your navigation system in your life. So the more you know yourself, the more you know what you need and what you want. That is when you know exactly where you need to go. And so really the self-awareness and knowing who you are at your core is key. It is really key to being able to design your life, to be able to live a life that is designed by you, not a random life that you're kind of just living because you really didn't think about it very much, or a life that is designed by others. Because that happens quite a bit, you know, when we don't really focus on really understanding who we are, what we need, what we want, then other people make decisions for us. So we're not necessarily in the driver's seat, shall we say.
Yes, and I really love that analogy of the navigation system because I think that's so true. But a lot of times we look externally to maybe the experiences that we've had and, you know, some of the circumstances that we've been in to help us to navigate. But really that navigation is very personal. It's an internal, you know, kind of navigation system, as you put it, to guide us to where we want to go. And like you said, it's knowing yourself at the core, which is, you know, which is crucial to being able to lead you to the, you know, the life of fulfillment and all of that we're all seeking. So I love the way you put that because it just makes so much sense, and it kind of gives us the framework around why it's so important to really understand who you are and then your values.
I think really kind of close that up a bit. I think it's very important. If you know yourself, you can do really many things. And I wish I really would have known myself much sooner in life because I think that it helps in everything you do. It helps in relationships because, especially for younger people, if they really know who they are, they are going to, and they know their values, they're going to be looking and seeking for those values in the people that they will marry at one point. And so, you know, if you know your values and you know what is important to you, you know what kinds of things you're looking for in somebody else. You also can set boundaries, because I believe very much in kindness, in being compassionate, in being understanding to yourself. But I also believe very strongly in having boundaries, because, you know, just because we're kind does not mean that we're doormats and we're people pleasers, right? And knowing your values and knowing what's really at the core of you and what's important for you helps you to be stronger in that sense, because you're living true to yourself, and that in itself is empowering.
Yes, absolutely. And that's where a lot of your confidence can come from as well. When you're clear about who you are and you're clear about the decisions that, you know, or the direction that you want to go, those decisions become easier, and you're able to do that from a place of authenticity and confidence as well. Because I think a lot of people, especially because I've got a corporate background as well, and being in the corporate world, there's and you know, obviously this applies to anyone in everyday situations as well. But we're searching for the confidence. You know, we're searching for that inner strength and the confidence that we need to move forward, knowing that we're making the right decisions and not second guessing ourselves. And I think that's so much part of this, like you were just saying, and setting, you know, that's also part of setting your boundaries. And knowing what's going to be good for you versus what you need to kind of turn away from. So, yes, that's incredibly important. So I guess the big question now is, how do we do that? What are some ways that we can really get to know ourselves at the core a lot better?
Definitely with a lot of reflection. That is one thing. And exercises in, like, for example, I'm putting together to be able to put on my website very soon. I'm putting together a worksheet where it kind of lists, you know, how you identify your values. And this is something I also work on with my clients. So how to identify your values, then really understanding what your purpose is, and then being able to assess what things in your life and what behaviors and actions do you have on a daily basis that are aligned with those values, and what things are not aligned with those values. And, you know, what things do we actually need to change in order to be more aligned? Because the more aligned you are, the more fulfilled you will be. And so we really want to get to the point where we're walking very well aligned, but we're walking in honesty, I guess you can say, with ourselves. So authenticity, as you mentioned it earlier. So it's really about reflection, looking in, and really taking the time to do that, because, you know, especially nowadays with the internet, with social media, it can take up so much of our time, can't it? I mean, I can be on the internet forever. I mean, I will never be able to read everything that's on there. And I think that it's very important to really take the time to be with ourselves and to assess and understand what things, how we're aligned, because for the things that we're aligned and we're doing well, that's great. We need to keep on practicing those things. We need to keep on strengthening those, you know, those alignment, the values that we have, keep strengthening those things. For the things that we're not aligned, I think that is where, you know, the true challenge comes in. But if we're consistent and if we're persistent in making a change, and if we are doing that with kindness and not being self-punitive, then it can certainly be done. It just takes time. You know, sustainable change takes time. And for some things, you know, that we're doing that are really not aligned with ourselves, or are not aligned with our values, it could take longer for some people than others. But it's really about looking in, reflecting, assessing, and then empowering yourself to act on those things. And you will have more of that strength and the power if you know exactly what it is that you want and you know where you're going. So, you know, it really takes just reflection. And we know as coaches that when we ask our clients questions, a lot of times, you know, it's very frustrating for them. They don't know the answers. But that's okay, because if at least a seed is planted, then the answer may come at a point where they, you know, they didn't necessarily expect it. It's just about giving themselves the time to and the space to be able to assess, reflect on things, and grow from there.
Right, and it absolutely is a process. Like you mentioned, there's different paths to it. It's not something where you just kind of flip a switch and it happens overnight. And there's just a couple of things that I wanted to highlight that you said that I think is just so, so valuable. And the first thing was that, you know, in order to be able to make those decisions, you've got to be intentional about it, not just intentional about making those daily decisions. And I love that you mentioned social media, because you're right. I mean, there's just so many facets to social media. It can be positive, but it can also really suck us in and take us in so many different directions. And it's so important to really take a step back and be intentional about aligning with those values so that we're making those conscious decisions on a daily basis, whether that's when we're on social media or at work or in our personal lives, whatever the case is. So the couple of things that you mentioned was being, you know, being grounded in those values, knowing what that is, and then being intentional, being aware of when those, you know, when we need to really stop and assess the situation and really make those decisions based on our values. And of course, the third part that you mentioned was action, right? So just thinking about it and knowing your values is not really going to move the needle. You really have to be able to take action and know when to take action and make those decisions based on your values to be able to move you into that space of fulfillment. And that's another thing. I absolutely love what you said, Natalie, about aligning with our values and how that really brings us into fulfillment. Because I think that is so true. That really is true. When you know yourself at the core and you're acting from that place on a daily basis, that really does lead you to fulfillment.
Yes. And I really like the word intentional. It's very true. Intentional. You have to be very intentional about keeping yourself grounded. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are so, when I was mentioning that about social media, it's so easy to get lost, you know? It's so easy to get lost. And so I think that if you keep yourself, if you always are bringing yourself back to, okay, but really, what's at the core of me? And this is who I am. Those other people may be something else, and that's perfectly fine for them. But mm-hmm. that may not necessarily be me. So keep yourself always in that grounded state of, you know, and it's your GPS. Your values are your GPS.
Yes, it goes back to that navigation, absolutely. And the other thing that I wanted to mention that ties in so well with what you just said is relationships, like you mentioned earlier, being intentional about the people that you spend time with, the people that you follow on social media. And actually, one of my favorite quotes is from Jim Rohn, and I hope I'm getting this right, but he said, "You're the average of the five people you spend the most amount of time with." And that really goes back to being intentional. You really have to be intentional about who you surround yourself with and, you know, just put that I guess it's, you can maybe call it support structures in place to help you to align with those values and keep in alignment with those values, because there's going to be things that are constantly pulling at you to move in different directions. But unless you're grounded and really firm, it's going to be difficult for you to stay on track.
Yeah, and you know, if once you know who you are, once you have that foundation, then, mm-hmm. you know, you can look to the world to help grow in certain areas, because you know exactly where it is that you need to, where you want to develop, how you want to develop, you know those things. So then you can start looking for mentors, you know, whatever it may be, resources, et cetera, that can, you know, but there'll be a springboard at that time. You certainly can't ask others to help you find yourself. That is a very personal thing. And that certainly with, you know, with guidance of a coach or guidance of a parent, you know, certainly those things, or a spouse, certainly those things can, you know, they can help. But the decision of really who you are is made by the individual, nobody else.
Yes, that is so true. So with that, what are some of the challenges that people face once they say they go through these exercises and all of that, and they're, you know, on this journey to really being true to themselves and figuring out what their values are and how to live in line with those values? What are some of the challenges that they face with really staying on track and staying true to that?
It's when they need to, it's when they maybe need to change things, either whether they be underlying beliefs or, you know, their actions are not necessarily aligned. And they have to change those things. I think that's where, of course, the difficulty comes in. Mm-hmm. And also what I find a lot of is that people don't believe in themselves a lot of the times. And so it's very hard for them to think, okay, well, yes, I can do this. I can make this change. I can be more aligned with who I am. So the believing in themselves is something that I find over and over again that is missing a bit. The self-confidence that, mm-hmm. you know, that they can do what they set their heart to do.
Okay. And that also goes back, I think, to some of those external factors that may be kind of pulling them in different directions as well to help, you know, to make them kind of question where they are and their confidence in themselves. So I can see how that would be a challenge for people. And I know from personal experience as well, that's definitely a challenge. Even though we get into a space sometimes where we do feel confident in our values and what's important to us, but there's also those times where we have conflicting values. And that's where I think one of the triggers, or not triggers, but one of the warning signs of this and of being in conflict is when you start being stressed and overwhelmed and you start to just not feel right. And that's one of the, and I'm just talking from personal experience here, that's the times where I know that there's things that I've got to question and go back to, okay, am I really making decisions? And am I in a place where I can say with confidence that I'm aligned with my values? And most of the time, when I'm stressed and overwhelmed, it comes from being in conflict with some of my values. And I know, like, with these exercises and things like that, part of it is prioritizing and figuring out, you know, you've got to make choices. And it's not always going to be perfect, but you have to really be, you know, true to yourself. And you've got to be determined to really move forward and do what's right for you and stay the course rather than just going, you know, with the flow and just making decisions that are not intentional.
Yeah, and that's very true that, you know, we all have setbacks. All of us, we all have setbacks. I mean, you know, it's great when everything is flowing. But when the setbacks come that, you know, they really reach all of us, then it's time to, yeah, check and to understand really what is at the core of that. If it could be, it could very well be that, you know, you're just exhausted, you're tired, you know, if you're losing your willpower to accomplish something that you really, you know, were feeling very strong about a couple weeks ago, it could very well just be that you are tired, not getting enough sleep, all of us do that, not really exercising as much as we should, not eating correctly, whatever it may be. So sometimes it's just a matter of changing something quite small and then just getting back on track. Other times it's really about understanding, okay, there's something really off that I need to address. And so when that happens, then it's really about, okay, how can I, it goes back to those, you know, disempowering versus empowering perspectives. That is so key. I like to think of it as I put my empowering glasses back on so I can see through those lens. That's kind of the way I like to see it. And when I feel truly disempowered or frustrated or just like, you know, I don't believe in myself, happens to all of us, then I try to really understand what is at the core of that. And like you're saying, you know, sometimes it's really you have conflicts. You just have internal conflicts. I mean, you know, values are not necessarily aligned with what you're doing. So it's just about understanding that, assessing that, trying to see how you can empower yourself to get past those points. And then also one very key thing, for me at least, I always try to assess and I think about the slump time, you know, when we're in a slump. Mm-hmm. What is the slump time that I'm going to allow myself? Because we all have setbacks, but we have to get back up and continue moving forward. And so you can set that time for yourself to say, okay, you know what? Yeah, I really don't feel very well right now, but depending on, of course, what the circumstances are. But if it's something that is light where you just need to kind of, you need to sleep better, et cetera, and you need to just give yourself a couple of days of just stepping away from whatever is bothering you. And then sometimes you have to leave to come back, right? That's the saying. So it's really just about taking the time and understanding, okay, how long am I going to be in a slump?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I fully agree with that because I think it's one of the things that's so important about what you said as well is allowing ourselves to be there. Also, sometimes it does take those times to kind of shift our perspective and to make us pause and maybe take a step back and then come back to it and say, you know what, it's okay for me to be in a slump for a little while, but I'm going to, like you said, make that decision. And by the certain time or whatever it is, I'm then going to get back up and reassess and then get right back on track again and see what I need to do to get me to where I want to be. So it's perfectly okay to, because I think sometimes we get so tied up with getting off track that we think ourselves into this, you know, kind of frenzy in our mind, and it becomes so much more difficult for us to get back on track. But when we allow ourselves to say, you know what, it's okay for me to be off track a little bit. It's perfectly normal. It happens to everyone. But I'm going to set that time frame to say, okay, I'm not going to allow myself to dwell here forever, but I'm going to then pick myself up and figure out a way to move forward. And that's going to be in alignment again with who I am and my values.
Yes.
That was a brilliant point.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said that was a brilliant point that you just made. I think it's so important for us to allow ourselves to be there sometimes.
Yes. And thank you for that. And then you can also, you know, act and think preemptively. So when you're trying to make changes in your life and you're trying to align your actions, behaviors to your values, you can always think and know that there are going to be setbacks. There are going to be times where you are just not going to feel like doing this anymore. And at that time, you know, before you even get to that point, try to see and understand really what structures you're going to put in place to be able to help yourself during those times. Because that the structures and the habits and things that you put in place really help with the setback. And also to know, you know, to not think in a naive way that, okay, if I make this change, it's just going to be, you know, very rosy for a while. Most of the times it doesn't happen that way, you know, and I'm a very practical person. So I know that there will be setbacks. So it's really about, okay, being kind of preemptive about it. If you know you're going to be able, if you know you have to make changes, then it's really about understanding, okay, what structures you can put in place that will help you through that so that you can make kind of this this change gap smaller.
Yes, you know, that the, is very
the
small.
The discomfort gap, make it as small as possible.
Yes, and that also reduces, it can reduce so much of the stress of even thinking about, oh my goodness, you know, what if I do get off track? What if things don't always line up for me and it's not always smooth sailing? It takes away a lot of that stress when you can, like you said, preempt it and know what you're going to do should you find yourself in those situations. So yeah, that's I think important to remember as well. So Natalie, I'm actually going to switch gears just for a second because we're already past the halfway point. This time is going by so quickly. But I want to take this opportunity to let our listeners know that the show on Finding Your True Value, How Well Do You Know Yourself, is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen on any device. If you sign up at our URL at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you get one free audiobook and a month free trial of the service, and we really appreciate your support. And then just one other quick note. I just wanted to let our listeners know that if anyone would like to call in with any comments or questions, you can feel free to dial in at 646-716-9397. Again, that number is 646-716-9397. Gosh, I don't know where the time is going, Natalie. I feel like there's just so much more we can talk about on the subject, but it's been fantastic so far.
Definitely.
So let me ask you this. So we talked a lot about empowerment and, you know, how do we get aligned with our values, and then what are some of the challenges and how we can try to overcome them. So what I want to ask you is, how can we be empowered to be true to ourselves and be leaders rather than always being followers?
I think it goes back again to what we were discussing earlier about always coming back to, you know, being grounded and bringing ourselves back to who we are, what our values are, and not forgetting that.
Right. So how can people tap into their confidence based on what you just said? So once they know their values, how do they then step into that place of confidence so they do feel empowered to take more of a leadership position, even if it's just in their, you know, personally? It doesn't have to be a leadership role and, you know, in their work or anything like that. But how do they then step into confidence and be able to really feel empowered to take action?
Well, like anything, it's about taking action. You know, confidence comes with practice. And you can try little things in your life that will help you become confident in bigger areas in your life. And I think that, so for example, you know, if I want to, say I want to be a very good speaker, but I'm having a hard time, whatever it may be, I'm too shy, not comfortable at all getting in front of people, etc. And I think if you actually have maybe like a smaller goal, whether it's just maybe running meetings or doing something else in your work and in your life that you can start with, once you begin to practice that, and you are consistently doing something, you are really strengthening yourself. And you are getting to the point where you're thinking to yourself, okay, you know what? You have more trust. You trust yourself more. So you can say, okay, well, you know, I did this well. Maybe I can be a good speaker. Maybe I can be a good leader. Maybe I can be a good coach, good employee, good employer, whatever it may be. So I think it's really about consistency, practicing, and staying true to yourself, not getting lost with wherever else people may necessarily pull you.
Yes, and I really love that analogy between the confidence and practice And because I really do imagine that to be, like, your confidence is like a muscle. You know, the more you exercise it by taking even those small steps like you talked about and slowly stepping out of your comfort zone more and more, the more confidence that you're going to build. And tying back to the values is when you're true to who you are and you know that you can do certain things and you stretch yourself and you put yourself in those situations to, you know, to really grow and to strengthen who you are, it definitely becomes easier over time for you to step into that space, and you know, it becomes more and more effortless the more you kind of flex that muscle and put yourself in those situations where you know you're going to learn and grow. And of course, being true to yourself while you're doing that is so important as well. So great point there.
And you can reach many different levels, you know, and it doesn't mean that I'm going to go off and be, you know, an international speaker and speak, you know, wherever I may not necessarily see right now. It just means that I want to be able to get up in front of people and just, you know, feel confident. And those are the things that you are, you know, the goals, I think that the goals, yes, you know, I have this whole thing on brave goals and the goals, you know, having to be quite bold, etc. And I do believe very strongly in that. I think that you can certainly, you know, go past what the eye actually sees or can imagine. So you can go beyond your horizon, your own horizon, in setting your goals. I certainly believe that that's the case. But if people do not feel strong enough to do that, then, you know, they, like I said, they can start with something small that just kind of helps them build their confidence, helps them mm-hmm. build their self-esteem, really, because a lot of times when you don't believe in yourself at all and, you know, you have self-esteem issues, and it's really about taking those smaller steps. And that's perfectly fine. You can take those smaller steps. You always do that with compassion for yourself, with that, you know, you need to give yourself this time. Mm-hmm. And more you practice that and you do that, the stronger you will become. The stronger you will become because you are actually taking care of yourself. And there is strength and character that comes just from that aspect. Taking care of yourself, not being punitive, not judging yourself by just stepping back, reflecting, okay, this is what I am doing here. It's not necessarily serving me at this point. What else can I do differently? How can I be kind to myself? You know, we have a really hard time being kind to ourselves. We can be kind to other people, but when it comes to being kind to us, self-love is quite difficult.
Yes, and I think so much of that ties into the confidence as well, because it's okay, like you mentioned, it's okay to, you know, to maybe step out of your comfort zone and do something different or do something that you feel might be in line with what you're supposed to be doing. And then you do that and you realize, you know what, maybe this is not right. Maybe it wasn't the right fit. But then in that moment, to be kind to yourself, like you just said, which is so important, because that's really where we grow. When we're able to look at those situations, not judge ourselves in them for, you know, for failing and focus on that, but really look at it and say, look at it through a different lens. And I love that, you know, you mentioned so many times about looking through things through different lenses, because I think this is a good, you know, a good example of that as well, to be able to be in those situations, try something, step out of your comfort zone, and then be okay with maybe not doing, you know, doing things as well as you would have liked to. And just looking at it as a growth opportunity and saying, you know what, I tried this, it didn't quite work out for me, that's perfectly fine, now I'm going to realign or reassess and maybe move in a different direction. And that is perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with, you know, with doing that.
Yes, and those lenses, I'd like to think about that as, I'm going to put my empowerment glasses on. When I'm having a hard time, when I'm either having a hard time or I am very frustrated about something, or, you know, I just can't, I'm in my slump time, mm-hmm. I need to put my empowerment glasses on, because I need to look at my life through that, you know, through the empowerment lenses.
Right, right. It's so funny, Natalie. I just got an image in my head when you mentioned the glasses. I don't know if you remember those. I don't think they still have them anymore, but they used to have these foldable paper 3D lenses when you went to see a 3D movie.
Yes, yes.
I think they have one somewhere, you know, in my house, but it just gave me that visual of being intentional about putting on those glasses and looking through things from that empowerment, you know, frame of mind rather than the disempowering framework. So even just that visual, and I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a very visual person. So when I have something to picture in my mind, it usually sticks more than just words. So I don't know, that would be helpful to some of our listeners to kind of imagine that, but it would help me for sure, you know, being in those situations and being able to take a step back and say, hold on a second, let me put my, you know, empowering lens on and look at this from a different perspective.
I love that, actually.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, it's just, I'm just loving this discussion because there's just so much value in all of the information that you provided. And I feel like we have so much, and there's so much that you've given us to be able to walk away from this short, you know, 1 hour discussion to so that we can go and implement these things in our lives and really step into that space. And so much of what we were talking about as far as confidence and values really goes back to, like we mentioned at the beginning, back to who we are at the core. And I think once we all realize that when we are in alignment, that's really who we're supposed to be. So we can't fail at being who we were called to be. You know, it's like we're put here on this earth with certain,
purpose.
Certain gifts and all of those kind of things. And if we're in alignment with who we truly are, then we're going to be in alignment with what we're called to do, you know, and there's a lot of growth opportunities and there's lots of things that we can decide to do. But at the end of the day, if we bring true to ourselves, we can't fail because that's who we are. You can't really fail at being who you're supposed to be. So I think that's part of that lens as well, part of that empowerment lens, to look at things from that perspective and say, yes, I may not always make the best decisions, but if I can really be intentional about aligning with who I am, then it's just going to be a lot easier for me to be confident in the person that I'm created to be with, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing here.
Exactly. And also, never forget to celebrate.
Yes.
Even if they're little things, you know, to celebrate the different milestones that you've put in place. And, you know, that is very, very important as well because, you know, a lot of times people think that, you know, we need to celebrate only when we reach our goals. And, Jesus, you know, our goals, you know, could be like years away or it could be a month away or 2 months away, you know, a couple years away. It's not like that. You know, it's about really being proud of yourself, being proud of yourself that you are doing something for you. And when you are aligned, when you have your values and your actions are aligned, you have a sense of purpose. Mm-hmm. And you walk through life, and when you're doing something, it's not meaningless. And I think that that really is key. The alignment with the actions and the values really brings a sense of fulfillment because there's a sense of purpose. And if we're walking in that purpose, we know what we're here to do, what we want to do, then we are not living a random life. And we should celebrate that. We should celebrate milestones that we put in place for ourselves. And that goes back to the being kind and being compassionate and having the self-love. You know, you celebrate and you acknowledge yourself for your accomplishments. They may be very small
mm-hmm.
to somebody else, but they're not small for you. And you should celebrate that. Acknowledge yourself and be proud for the things that you are doing to take care of you.
Yes, and there's so many studies that have been done recently about the practice of gratitude and how important it is to, you know, have like a daily gratitude practice and actually what it does in your brain in terms of the chemicals and all of that. And what they found is when you practice gratitude and even just being grateful for yourself, for what you've accomplished, like you said, it may be small things during the day, but maybe at the end of the day, a simple thing to do is to write down a list, like a little gratitude gratitude list before you go to bed and reflect on what it is, even if it's just small little steps that you've taken that day, but reflect on that. Because what it actually does is it increases the production of dopamine in your body. And dopamine is one of our body's happy chemicals that really helps us to be more confident, to feel better about ourselves. And then it then motivates us, you know, to keep going and to keep taking action. So just that practice of gratitude, even for ourselves and what we've accomplished in the day, big or small, is really important as you're on this journey. And I love what you said, Natalie, about, yes, the celebration is so key. Because, I mean, just listening to us talking right now, making that decision to say, hey, you know, this topic seems interesting. I want to listen to this for myself because I want to better myself. That in itself is a step in, you know, is positive. It's a step in the right direction. You're taking time for yourself because you value yourself. And, so the celebration is definitely key, and it's very huge in this whole process and the whole journey that we're on.
Yes. And, you know, actually talking about gratitude, I have a gratitude journal. I have an app on my phone. And I fill that out every night. So every night I fill in there, you know, maybe five things that I am grateful for. And it started that way. And sometimes, you know, I would have those slump times and I was like, oh, God, I don't have anything to be grateful for today. Yeah. Now what I do, and I would give myself that space in that time where to say, you know, I'm not feeling grateful today. I'm just not feeling grateful. And I would not fill it out. But now what I say to myself is, and I challenge myself to say, okay, you have a slump time right now. Today sucked. But what can you see in today that actually, that you're grateful for? The same situation that you think that is just awful, what, tell me three things of that situation that you feel grateful about. And it's unbelievable how your whole perspective of that day will change. Because you know that in spite of the circumstances not going the way you want them to go or to be the way you want things to be, you can still take something learning out of that situation. And you know, it's all about defining moments. You never know in life, as you're walking through life, which moment is going to be a defining moment for you where you're really going to learn something out of a bad circumstance or a bad situation or just a situation you don't like. You know, because sometimes just life doesn't go the way we want it to go. But, you know, what all can you learn from that? So I challenge myself now to say, okay, well, I'm not just not going to write anything on my gratitude journal. I am going to write something. And let me see now. What can I make? What positive thing can I make out of this? So even my perspective in that has changed a bit.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's looking at things through that different lens as well, which is powerful. And it also goes back to what you were saying earlier about reflection. And going, you know, back to what you said as well about your coaching journey, and I think this is true for so many coaches, and just, you know, everyone really, is there are times in our journey that we can look back on in our lives where, you know, maybe we were in that slump. Maybe we just couldn't figure out in that moment how any good could come of it. But later on, maybe, you know, maybe it's a month or two later, maybe it's even years later, we can then look back and reflect on that and go, wow, you know, I can now see how this is, you know, a small piece to this bigger puzzle. Like personally for me, that's my whole story, my story as well, getting to be a coach. There's a lot of difficulty that I went through, but now I can look back. I never knew in a million years that I would be able to look back and say, you know what, I'm actually grateful for even those times. So even in the moment, we may not be able to write in our gratitude journal and say, yes, I'm grateful for this struggle. But there's going to be times later down the road maybe where that's kind of maybe revealed to us, where we can then look and say, wow, you know, I now realize there was a purpose. Because really everything that we go through, it has some kind of purpose. And so when we look at it through that lens, even though we may not know the answer, but when we look at it through a different lens, it, you know, it helps us to calm that stress and that anxiety sometimes that we face in those moments.
Yes, definitely. Very well summarized.
Thank you. Thank you. So what I'd like to ask you, Natalie, we're almost at the top of the hour here, but what I want to ask is if you can share one good step, or maybe a couple of them, but just a good next step or next few steps for our listeners to take away from this call. What's a good place to start with getting aligned with their values and who they are?
Well, a couple things. I do have resources, and I think that, for example, one of the really, really good resources is a book called Positive Intelligence. And this book really goes into all of the, you know, the positive energy, the sage, what they call it, and the saboteurs, which is, you know, the judge and all the things that kind of keep you away from accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish. And it really talks about how you can get yourself out of those negative modes and of judging yourself and punishing yourself. So I think definitely one of the things that I would say is that book, Positive Intelligence, Why Only 20% of Teams and Individuals Achieve Their True Potential and How You Can Achieve Yours. That's the name of the book. And it's also, I have it on, as a resource on my website. I think that that is very, very good. And also, the other thing that I was going to say is earlier today I mentioned about the worksheet that I'm going to be putting up on my website. That also really goes through kind of identifying your values, seeing how well you are aligned to those values. So I think that with those two things, at least as a start, it's, you know, pretty big steps. And the gratitude. I was just going to say the gratitude journal is, it really makes you see things completely different. So I think that those three things, if, you know, if they can just read the book, the gratitude journal app, and go through that worksheet that I'm going to be putting up on my website, that is a very good start.
Perfect. Okay. And we've got a few more minutes left, Natalie. So thank you so much again for being on the show. It's just been such such an amazing conversation, and I know our listeners have learned so much from you as well. So what I'd like to ask is if you could share any final thoughts that you have, and then also how can our listeners reach you? And I know you have a lot of great resources on your website, so if you could share that information, your website URL again, that would be fantastic.
Yes. And thank you, Charissa, for having me on the show. And I have absolutely loved talking to you for this last hour. It's been a lot of fun and I think very fruitful discussion. So my website is www.nataliesanchezrowe.com. And I guess they can see that on the link, right? On the link where the posting is for the radio show.
That's right. So the same page that you use to access the radio show, if you scroll down and look at the bio section, Natalie has got her website link at the bottom of the bio. So you can just go ahead and click the link from that page.
Yes. And then the final thing that I would just say is very important, know your values. Knowing your values will help you design your life. And in the process empowering yourself to do that, be kind to yourself, practice a lot of self-love and a lot of compassion for yourself. We all need that, and we all deserve that.
Beautifully said. Thank you, Natalie. And then just one final comment from me. It's actually a quote that I came across that is really in line with what we were talking about today in terms of values. And this is from Stan Slapp, and he says that values are deeply held personal beliefs that form your own priority code for living. And I think that just ties in so well with the whole discussion that we had today and really the importance of aligning with your values. So if anyone would like to reach me, you can contact me at info@charissasebastian.com and also my website at charissasebastian.com. All my social media links can be found on my website. And then to find out more about the Life Coach Radio Network, you can go to lifecoachradionetwork.com, and you can also find more information on our coaches and future shows. I'd like to take this opportunity to let you know about some of our upcoming shows. On May 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern, there's a show entitled Walk Your Talk with Leanne Parsons and Betsy Norris. And then on May 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern is the show Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen Kotler and Rebecca Stevens. And then on May 27th at noon Eastern is a show on The Journey of Cancer, How to Thrive When Faced with a Cancer Diagnosis. And this is the second part of that show. And then my next show is on Monday, June 15th on Life Coach Radio Network at the same time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Thanks so much again, Natalie, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Much peace, love, and blessings. Bye.
Thank you, Charissa. Bye-bye.
Bye.